As you'll hear, David feels that contemplation is a more practical form of spiritual awakening. Here he describes contemplation and how you can begin to practice it in your life.
Contemplation is continuous. It's like you're constantly paying attention to one thing. Let's say that your assignment for the day is to become aware of the intrinsic perfection and beauty of all that exists, the holiness and the sacredness of all of creation. Wow. That'll keep you busy the next 20, 30 years. But the orientation, you say, dear God, I'm trying to see the perfection and beauty of all of existence. And I ask for thy blessing. You see, there's supplication to God to help you on this trip. And then you've stated your intention. Your intention is to go beyond the linear, beyond perception, beyond your thoughts, opinions, and all that narcissistic stuff about the world, and see the world as it exists. So you're going past differentiation between perception and essence. Huh? So you're asking to go beyond that duality. So what you're really asking in meditation and contemplation is to go beyond duality, to stop interpreting perception as reality. Instead, to sense the essence of things, to sense the exquisite. Let's say this morning I walked around and it was still dark. And suddenly in the darkness, I heard this loud purr. Purr, 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 purr. And that was White Kitty. And White Kitty just picks up the energy of that which I am. And I pick up the kitty's energy. And the interaction of those two energies sends us both into a state of bliss, happiness, contentment, love, and the presence of God as a joyful presence. So I don't have to do anything within the linear domain except be there. All I have to do is stand there, and the White Kitty starts to purr. It purrs because I'm there, because of that which I am. So you see, that which the kitty is a responder to love, you see? So in the presence of love, kitty automatically starts to purr. In fact, all I have to do is look across the room and think of kitty, and I have a loving thought about the kitty, and it turns the kitty on and starts to purr. You know, it's just amazing. So that's the way the world becomes. And people say, you know, New York is a cold and friendly place. I said, yeah, give me a break. I can walk into New York on any street, start talking to anybody about anything, and have an instant friendly strike up just like we were all friends for hundreds of years, you see. And it's because of who you are, people respond to you that way. Other people, New York is an unfriendly space. But when you find yourself thanking everybody who waits on you, and I notice if you say thank you really graciously, because you mean it, to everybody who serves you, every waitress, every waiter, every bus driver, you'll be amazed at the response. People drop their teeth and look at you, bum. You try it in the cashier in the bank. Thank you very much for taking my transaction. She looks at you like, huh? I mean, people have been using her all morning long. Nobody has appreciated her, given her any love back, any value to her existence. So when you reflect back the reality of her existence, the world couldn't operate without her, could it? I mean, if it wasn't for her or somebody like her, the bank would close, wouldn't it? So I think appreciation and acknowledgement. So the subtlest form of love, and one that has a very surprising effect, is merely acknowledgement. To acknowledge people for who they are and their importance to your life. And you realize with all the people that you overlook all day long, if it wasn't for them, this world would come to a stop. So you acknowledge their worth and value. And people just do. They drop their teeth, and sometimes they'll remark about it. They'll say, I don't know, nobody said that to me ever since I worked here. You'd think it would be common. No, it's not common. And if you want to find out how common it is, just do it. Every person that you see, that you interact with, you tell them how you appreciate, you know, they're holding the door or driving the elevator or running the bus or waiting on you or wrapping your package. You say, gee, thank you very much. And they look at you like, huh? Thank you very much. You see the intrinsic reality of everyone and you see their essence and the lovability. You see the inner innocence. Let's say a person who's very evolved and well brought up, if they're annoyed or angry or upset, that bothers them that they are. It bothers them that they're upset or that they're irritated or that they got abrupt. And they apologize. They say, yeah, I'm sorry, I was too abrupt there. I should have given it a thought. Less evolved person doesn't see there's anything to apologize for. They don't see it as a defect of character. They feel you can just be nasty to anybody all you want, and it's the world's problem. You develop a wisdom through education and acculturation, and then you begin to practice it on your own to deepen it. Meditation and contemplation are very exciting. They're very exciting because the discoveries that you make are amazing. You say, wow. So now you start looking within for what's exciting in the world and not what's without. What's within is the discoveries that you keep constantly making. Just the discovery that saying thank you to every clerk has a transformative and profound impact. You say, wow, I never realized that. And now you have fun going around saying good morning and hello to everybody. I used to do that in New York City when I had an apartment on Fifth Avenue. I had my rounds. I had my regular rounds, and then I had the grocery store rounds, and then I had the hardware store rounds. And I would go around, and all those people would see me coming. I could see the doorman start to beam already, because he saw that person who comes by here every morning and greets him coming along, and he's starting to light up already. So you live in sort of a little neighborhood of friendliness and lovingness that you yourself have created. You yourself have created it. You're such a pleasant, wonderful customer. It isn't your money. It's that you are just such a pleasant person. They enjoy being with you. So they begin to smile when they see you coming down the aisle. See, there's other people I'm sure they dread when they see you coming down the aisle.